我们好不好一同在主面前有一些祷告？
Let's first have a word of prayer before the Lord.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with praises and thanksgiving to thee.
从岁首到年终，你用你的信实、怜悯和慈爱引导我。
Lord, you have led us all through the year with your grace, mercy, and faithfulness.
你也保守我们。
And you have kept us.
主啊，我们为此献上感谢。
Lord, for this, we give you thanksgiving.
我们更感谢你在这几天中你自己丰富的同在和供应。
Lord, we do thank thee these last few days you have given us your riches of your presence and your righteousness.
主啊，我们再把今天晚上这一段时间恭敬交在你的手中。
We do commit tonight's time respectfully into thy hand.
主啊，我们承认你在我们的中间。
Lord, we confess you are in our midst.
你是我们的主。
And you are our Lord.
主啊，你为我们舍了你的自己。
Lord, you have given thyself for us.
愿今天晚上我们每一个蒙救赎的儿女。
May it be which one of each one of us who are redeemed.
我们也愿意把自己归给你。
That we would be willing to give ourselves to thee.
我们愿意响应你的呼召。
That we would answer your call.
做一个跟随羔羊的人。
And to be one who follows after the Lamb.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Lord, we thank thee for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the holy precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.这三天晚上我和弟兄姊妹所交通的题目是从启示录第一章到第三章里面出来的。
Now, these three evenings, the theme of my sharing with brothers and sisters are from Revelation chapter 1 through 3.
我想我开头的时候再稍微的做一点点的复习。
At the beginning, I want to simply do a quick review.
第一堂我们交通的负担乃是主给教会的托付和使命。
The first evening, our burden of sharing was the commitment and the mission which the Lord has given to the church.
今天可能很多人对于教会有各自的看法。
Today, perhaps many of us would have different views of the church.
我们也觉得教会应该这样，应该那样。
Perhaps we might feel the church ought to be this way or that way.
但是当我们回到圣经中，我们回到主的话语的里面。
Yet when we go back to the Bible, to the Word of God,
我们看见主的话语清楚的、确定的告诉我们，教会在神的眼中看是极其贵重的一个器皿。
We can see very accurately, very confirmed that the Word of God tells us that the church is a very precious vessel of God.
它用金灯台来表征它。
That it is used to signify the church as a golden lampstand.
是为着神的利益。为着神的目的，为着耶稣基督的见证。
It is solely for the purpose, for the goodness of the Lord, for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们若是能够有这一方面的认识。
Now we have this area of understanding.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，这对我们基督徒的生活，对我们将来见主面的，我们的光景。会有极大的影响。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we have such an understanding, it should greatly impact our lives as Christians and when we see the Lord face to face.
我特别为着我们中间初蒙恩和年轻的弟兄姊妹说一点。
For the sake of the new believers or for the younger brothers and sisters, I want to expound on this a little bit more.
可能这几天晚上我的交通呢，好像有大量的，不算大量，一点点。
Now, perhaps these last few sharings I have, perhaps not too much, but a little bit.
只是我这个人呢，器皿太小，不太能够发表的清楚。
That there are many things, but for me as a small vessel, I cannot clearly express that enough.
所以可能有一些话语在我们好像把我们整个人都淹没了。
Therefore, perhaps there are some words that just overcomes us.
有一位弟兄在交通聚会说，伯弟兄，你这几天的东西交通的里面有很多东西。
Now, there's a brother in our small group that share Brother Bohr, and you're sharing there are many things.
我们不知道要从哪里交通起。
So we really don't know where to begin our sharing in our small group.
所以我简单的和弟兄姊妹讲，没有关系。
So I simply tell brothers and sisters, that's okay.
在我信主前15年呢，我听到这些信息一点都不懂。
in the first 15 years after I believed in the Lord, I've heard such messages and I did not understand, even if I did not hear it.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 但是主总是, 他盼望我们能够明白,
but the Lord desires for us to understand.
所以请大家, 其他都忘记没有关系, 我们要记住, 教会在神的眼中看,
even if we forget everything else, let us remember that the church is extremely precious in the sight of God. Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. God has used the greatest price of all in the universe to gain not you and me, but the entire church. Therefore, let us not look lightly upon our church life.
不要轻看任何一个, 啊, 在耶稣基督的名里面重生得救的人。
Therefore, let us not look lightly upon anyone who is saved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这次来聚会就是在厨房里面工作的这些弟兄姊妹, 我们要感觉他们的宝贵。
Even as we come to the conference and their brothers and sisters who are serving, working in the kitchen, let us see their preciousness.
为什么呢?
Why?
他们都在教会的里面。
That is because they are also included in the church.
你我能够在教会的里面是极其宝贵的一件事情。
The fact that you and I are able to be in the church is extremely precious.
将来我们见到主了, 我们才会稀奇啊。
When we see the Lord, we'll be amazed.
像今天早上一个姊妹祷告, 主啊, 在茫茫的人海中, 你怎么会找到我这个人呢?
There's a sister prayed this morning that of all the millions of people, how have you found me?
你怎么会特别把我救回来呢?
How is it that you have saved me?
弟兄姊妹们, 是为着一个荣耀的托付和使命。
Brothers and sisters, it's of a glorious commitment that he has entrusted us and this mission.
虽然是给教会的,
and even though it's given to the church, yet this responsibility falls upon the shoulder of each one of us who are saved by grace. Because the church is the corporate Christ.
他能不能够认识神的托付, 并且尽那个使命,
is the church able to understand this commitment from the Lord and to fulfill this mission?
跟每一个蒙恩得救的人都有关系。
Has to do with each one of us who are saved by grace.
我们不能躲在别人的后面说, 他去就可以了。
We cannot hide behind others and say it's fine if they go.
啊, 我只要在他后面就好了。
As long as I'm behind him supporting him, no.
将来主要照着这个来审判我们。
The Lord will judge each one of us according to this.
所以第一天晚上我们所交通的,
therefore, the first thing we shared the first evening is this commitment and this mission.
昨天晚上我们所交通的, 乃是讲到教会, 啊, 为着神的托付,
last evening, as we shared that when the Lord has given this commitment for us and this is in process,
我们所遇见的征战,
the spiritual warfare and the difficulty which we encounter.
啊, 我们可能呢, 不一定感觉到这个征战和难处,
now perhaps we might not feel these difficulties or warfare.
但是呢, 我们呢, 啊, 可能都感觉到教会的光景, 好像不是在神心中所要的那个正常的情形。
Yet perhaps we would have somewhat of feeling that the church is not in the normal condition which God desires.
今天早晨我们分组交通, 我们组就有一位弟兄,
this morning, as we were in our small group, there was this brother who asked this question at the end.
他说教会的光景不正常啊。
Now, the church condition is not normal. We don't need many to tell us about that.
是显而易见的,
it is very evident everyone realizes this.
但是问题出在哪里呢?
But where's the problem?
不可能是我们的主, 我们的神,
now, the problem does not lie with our Lord, our God.
啊, 我们的弟兄, 他可能是学科学的,
now, perhaps our brother, he's a scientist.
他用了一个, 科学上的话,
he used these,
数学上的话,
these scientific or mathematical physics terms.
我们的神呢, 是不改变的, 它是一个常数, 是一个 constant.
And he says that our God is unchanging, he is a constant.
问题绝对不是出在我们的主, 我们的神身上。
Therefore, the problem does not lie with our God, with him.
那么问题就出在我们身上,
therefore, the problem must be upon us.
但是它的原因在哪里呢?
But where's the reason for that?
啊, 必定是在人这一面出了问题。
It must be an issue, a problem with man.
那么它的根源在哪里?
Where's the foundation of that?
啊, 今天因为呢, 时间结束了, 我们弟兄就问了这个问题, 我们分组就祷告了。
That was at the end of our sharing time, so our brother asked this question and we prayed.
啊, 可能昨天晚上呢, 我让弟兄姊妹看见了,
Perhaps last evening, my friend, was that I show brothers and sisters that we're not in this normal condition. From the Word of God, let us measure ourselves.
我们发现呢,
we discover then the normal condition of the church that God desires is not easily seen today.
当然问题在我们,
of course, the issue lies with us.
我们的时代会影响我们,
last night we shared that this generation will influence us.
我们的环境会影响我们,
the circumstances will influence us.
我们自己这个人的因素会影响教会的环境,
even the factor of ourselves, the flesh, will influence the condition of the church.
那么今天晚上我稍微再说一下,
I want to expound on this a little bit more tonight.
这个根源的问题,
this is the origin.
它是在乎一个属灵的征战,
it is because this is a spiritual warfare.
因为教会在神的心中是一个极其宝贵, 极其
Now the church is an exceedingly precious treasure vessel in the sight of God.
在旧约时代呢,
in the Old Testament, it is represented by Jerusalem.
他们神讲到呢,
now God shares with us that Jerusalem is like the apple of his eye.
我们知道人的眼睛啊,
now we know that our eyes cannot be touched by another.
连我们自己的, 平时都不摸我们的同仁的,
even when we ourselves do not touch our own eye, our pupil.
因为它是极其重要的,
because this is exceedingly precious to us.
极其珍贵的,
it is extremely treasured to us.
因着在神心中它的价值,
because of this preciousness in the sight of God.
所以神的对头仇敌呢, 就极力地要破坏它,
therefore, the enemy, the opposition, adversary of God wants to destroy this.
我们在神心中那些不重要的事情,
those that are not precious in the heart of God,
在仇敌的眼中也不重要,
in the sight of the enemy, they are unimportant.
越是神心中心的旨意,
the more center it is into the will of God, then the more hatred there is from the enemy.
所以我们看见教会光景不正常的, 因着教会在一个征战的里面, 仇敌要破坏教会,
therefore, we see when the church is not in a normal condition because the enemy wants to destroy the church.
仇敌, 他借着什么呢?
How does the enemy do this?
当然他借着罪,
of course, it is through sin.
罪就带来死亡,
because sin brings forth death.
这个主的话告诉我们说呢, 罪是因一人进到世界中,
the word of God tells us that sin has entered by one man.
死又是从罪来的,
and death comes from sin.
那么这个罪进到世界呢, 整个世界, 人呢,
now when sin enters into this world, then the world has fallen into the hands of Satan.
我们知道到在教会的历史中,
we know and throughout church history,
我们可以这样讲, 在主耶稣在使徒那个时代,
during the apostle age, our Lord Jesus,
世界有三方面的主要的这个, 影响力,
in this world, there are three major influences.
那时候政治是罗马帝国,
that is politically, that is the Roman Empire.
我们谁握住政权, 谁就握住 人的肚子, 这个经济,
whoever holds this political power, they would have our bellies. They control the economy.
我们都知道经济的重要,
and we know the importance of economy.
谁握住政治, 谁就握住武力,
and whoever holds the political power, they have the might, the army.
这个东西要来影响教会,
and this will also influence the church.
第二个,
secondly,
世界里面在那个时代呢, 文化呢, 是希腊的, 这个哲学,
in the world, it is the Greek that influenced the philosophy or the education.
不仅2000年前是这样,
not only 2,000 years ago,
今天仍然一样,
but even today, it is the same.
甚至更有过而不, 无不及,
even to a point that even increased even more.
今天人何等崇尚这些东西,
and today, man's inclined toward these things.
不仅在社会上面, 世界中, 人看你的教育, 你外表的这些情况,
not only in society, in the church, they are looked upon how we value our education.
今天在神的儿女们中间, 我们也看见这种情况,
today in the children of God, we see the same thing.
我们受教育是应该的,
we should be educated.
但是我们在教会里面高举这些东西,
but if we exalt these things in the church that ought not to be, or we focus on these things,
我们把世界的东西,
and we bring the things of this world into the church.
好,我们知道那些哲学的,科学的,心理学的,各式各样的东西,今天充斥在神儿女们的话语的教会里面。
And we know all these various things that is taught in the world, philosophy, psychology, education, science, is brought into the church.
人还觉得这些东西呢,有用。
And man feels these things are very useful.
圣经呢,被摆在一边。
And the Bible is placed aside.
我们呢,讲这些东西,讲得头头是道, 对主的话语，这一节圣经在哪里，我们不知道。
And when we think, share on the things of the world, we know what we're talking about. When we talk about the Bible, we are not sure, brothers and sisters.
这叫教会的光景下坠。
This has made the condition of the church fall.
第三个，在第一世纪就是宗教的势力。
Thirdly, in the first century, century is the power of religion.
希腊的社会是拜偶像的。
In the Greek society, they worship idols.
罗马的社会是拜偶像的。
The Roman society, they worship idols.
我们知道，犹太人他们呢是一个宗教的组织。
Now we know the Jews, they are a religious society.
他们呢把整个从摩西从神那里领受的活泼的圣言变成了一个犹太教的系统。
The living holy word that received from Moses, they have organized into Judaism.
我们知道这些东西仇敌都借用这些来渗入教会。
Now we know the enemy uses these devices to enter into the church.
他怎么会渗入呢？
Now how can this enter into the church?Because after we're saved by grace,
我们在地位上面是属于神的。
In our position, we belong to God.
在地位上面，我们是属天的。
In position, we are heavenly.
但是在实际上面，我们里面还有肉体。
Yet in the reality, we are still in the flesh.
人的肉体就是撒旦做工的工厂。
And the flesh is the ground, the laboratory where Satan works.
不对付这个。
If we do not deal with this,
我们的肉体是向往外面这世界上的事。
Because our flesh inclines toward the worldly matters.
弟兄姊妹们，这是。一个根源的
brothers and sisters,
教会光景下坠的原因。
This is the origin, the very basic reason why for the fallen condition of the church.
显在我们身上的表现呢
How does that manifest upon us?
第一种情形就是我们会效法世界。
The first condition that's manifested on us is we conform to the world.
弟兄姊妹们与我们盼望跟得上世界的潮流。
Brothers and sisters, we desire that we're able to follow the trends of this world.
我们盼望的跟随这个时代。
And we hope to follow on to this generation.
这个效法世界，它的结果就是被世界同化。
And the conforming to the world will assimilate us with the world.
我们知道世界喜欢大的东西。
Because the world delights in grand, great things.
大的场面。
And it is great in the atmosphere.
所以我们有时候有一点点的特别聚会，我们就自称这叫大会了。
And when we have a special conference, we say this is a big conference.
就十万人在神的眼中算不算大会？
Now it's 100,000 people. Is that even a big conference in the sight of God?
根本不是。
Brothers and sisters, no.
根本不是的。
It is not.
但是我们常常我们自己的意念觉得这个很大了。
But in our viewpoint, we think this is very big, very grand.
我们一进去就很兴奋了。
And when we are in the midst of it, we're very excited.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
这是世界的意念在我们。
That is the concept of the world that is working in us.
世界喜欢有效率。
The world wants order.
弟兄姊妹们，但是生命的东西它必定是有次序的。
Yes.
有效率 efficiency.
The world wants efficiency, but in the spiritual matters, there ought to be order.
我们知道这个是需要时间的。
We know it takes time.
但是我们用制度用方法这个效率就出来了。
But when we use systems and organization, then this effectiveness will come out.
当我们一用这个我们知道耶稣基督的见证在我们中间就失去了。
When we use efficiency, then we realize then the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ is lost in our midst.
世界喜欢体面。
The world wants everything on the surface.
我们知道今天有些年轻人就比你穿什么衣服什么牌子的。
And it's our package, what we have on, what kind of brand name do you have?
前几天我们看见一个年轻的姊妹。
A few days ago, I saw a younger sister.
我的姊妹看就说你的这个上面怎么搞的有个东西 stick 在上面。
My wife said, oh, husband, there's something sticking on your shirt.
我赶快拉住我姊妹你不要问了这个问题很 silly.
I pulled her back, said, don't ask such a silly question.
那是 brand.
No, because that's the brand name.
以前 brand 是摆在里面不让人看见的。
Before the brand is put inside, so no one
sees it. 现在我要让人看我是穿 brand 的衣服的。
And so now I want everyone to see the brand name
that I found. 那 brand
在
外面。
And so the brand name is on the outside of the garment, brothers and sisters.
今天教会也是这样。
Today the church is the same.
我们需要有一个名字响亮一点。
We need a name, a very good sounding name.
让人认识我们。
So others will know us.
让人知道我们。
So others will understand.
让人羡慕我们。
And admire us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的光景落下去。
Our condition is fallen.
这是常常我们自己不知道。
Many times we do not know.
世界喜欢有保障。
The world wants a guarantee.
就是 security.
They want security.
所以今天我们知道在社会上呢一个人呢越成功啊他的保险就越多。
And therefore, we know someone who is more successful in this world, the more insurance they have.
所以我听见有些弟兄姊妹告诉我说，他我这个人呢，死了比活着还有价值。
I hear brothers and sisters tell me that after I die, I'm worth more than I'm living.
是不是呢？
Is that true?
今天教会有的时候我们也盼望 教会要有保障啊。
Today we want the church to have security as well.
我们这三几个人怎么可能呢？
And so just a few of us.
所以我们要把它组织起来。
So we have to organize it.
我们要把它经营一下。
And we have to work at it.
世界喜欢新的东西。
Now because the world loves new stuff.
今天我们有时候也在教会里面希望新的东西。
And we love to bring in new stuff into the church.
过几年我们就要换一套诗歌。
And so a few years later we'll change all our hymns.
过几年呢换一套讲法。
And a few years we'll change our way of speaking, brothers and sisters.
这些东西叫教会在征战中失败。
These things will cause the church to fail in spiritual warfare.
所以难处不仅在外面。
Therefore, these difficulties not external only.
难处就在你我的里面。
But it's also internal within you and me.
世界喜欢呢，这个效率讲求实际。
The world wants efficiency and they want reality, practicality.
Yeah, practicality. 所以今天在教会里面也希望讲一些实际的东西。
Therefore, in the church, they love to hear preaching that's practical.
好，我们要讲家庭。
We want to preach on the family.
讲婚姻。
On marriage.
啊，讲 relationship.
And relationships.
弟兄姊妹们，这些很实际啊。
Brothers and sisters, these are very practical.
你看，我一听了，我就回家会用了。
Now, when I hear these things, I can go home and apply it.
我们里面不会跟随主。
But within, we will not follow the Lord.
我们和主之间没有值得活的连结。
There's not a direct union, a living union with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，仇敌用尽各样的诡计，叫我们觉得我们在侍奉主。
Brothers and sisters, the evil one will use various evil schemes to deceive us that we're actually serving the Lord. But in fact,
被世界同化了。
That we're assimilated with the world.
第二个，神的儿女们呢，跟随传统。
Secondly, the children of God follows tradition.
人的传统。
Man's tradition.
主在马太福音十五章里面讲的。
The Lord says in Matthew 15.
他说你们为着人的遗传。就废掉了神的诫命。
That you have put away the law of God for the sake of the tradition of man.
今天把人的规条摆在教会的里面。
That now you put man's law into
the church. 我们是这样做的。
We do that.
我们却不知道主的话是怎么说的。
Yet we don't know what the word of God says.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在传统里面有制度、有仪文、有规条、有做法。
In tradition, we have our rituals, our laws, our ordinances, and our organization, our system.
这些就是神儿女们的拜偶像。
And this is idolatry of the children of God.
弟兄姊妹们，跟随人就是拜偶像。
Brothers and sisters, when we follow man, we are worshiping idols.
我们知道偶像不一定是外面的一个偶像。
We know idols are not only external matters.
我们跟随人，我们就拜了偶像。
When we follow man, we have become idolaters.
第三种情形。
The third condition.
就是我们有各样美好真理的教训和讲论。
Now that we have good teaching, good doctrine.
但是不是自己直接看见。
But we do not see it for ourselves.
我们并没有在信心中真的去经历那个话语。
We have not experienced those words in our faith.
我们在生命中行为活不出来。
In our daily living, we cannot live it out.
缺少属灵的实际。
And we lack spiritual reality.
所以我们一年到头把这些道再讲一遍。
And so we say these words again every year.
我们呢，数十年如一日。
And so, many years gone by, it's just like one day has passed.
所以我们年长弟兄讲，这叫老样子。
And so, older brothers would say, we're the same old look.
弟兄姊妹们，不。
Brothers and sisters, no.
当我们真实活在神心中所要的光景的时候。
When we truly live in the condition which God desires.
我们发现基督的大。
We discover how big, how great Christ is, and how abundant He is.
我每一年对他都觉得我认识的不够。
And each year we feel we do not know him enough.
而且越认识他越觉得好像我还没有起步似的。
And the more we know of him, the more we realize I haven't gone anywhere yet.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是我们需要认识的。
Now this is something we need to know.
在启示录第二章第三章里面。
In Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
主对七个教会讲出他们那些不正常的光景。
The Lord tells the seven churches of their abnormal condition.
主在那里告诉他们怎样回转。
The Lord tells them how to repent.
第一个，我们要找回那条正路。
First, we must find that right path.
所以以往有许多弟兄们读这三章圣经的时候。
In the past, there are many brethren who, when they read these chapters,
有人告诉我们说，从其中我们能够找到神心中所要的那个教会正统的样式。
Some tell us we can find the church that God is after, how the church condition ought to be.
有的人告诉我们说，从那里我们可以看见神心中所要教会的道路是在哪里。
We're able to see the way of the church in these three chapters.
至少我们可以看见，在以弗所的教会，在士美拿的教会，在腓拉铁菲的教会，给我们看见一些正面的东西。
And at the very least, in the church of Ephesus, of Smyrna, and Philadelphia, we can see some positive things.
这些是我们需要
And those things we ought to pursue. For example, we have to love one another. Indeed, we have to love one another in reality. Dear brothers and sisters, when we focus on the Word of God, it is not others to read the Word of God but each child of God ought to read well the Word of God. And now I regret the more. When I was young, I despised the Word of God. I looked lightly upon the Word of God.
年轻方法,连哄带骗的,盼望我们读圣经啊。
But the older brethren have so much encouraged us again so we will read the Word of God.
我现在常常和弟兄姊妹讲,我现在应验了中国人一句俗话,书到用时方恨少。
And now, I tell brothers and sisters, I really am an example of the words of a Chinese saying that now when I need it most, I lack the words because I didn't read, I didn't study. I feel the days before me were lacking.
主的话这么丰富,
the Word of God is so precious, so rich. We need to pursue upon these points.
我们也看见在菲拉铁菲的教会,
we need to see the church in Philadelphia.
他们呢, 主的面前,
how they hold fast to the name of the Lord.
而且在主的话语上面,
and they kept the word of his patience.
既然主是这么说,
and if the Lord said this,
我就这么相信,
then that's how what I believe.
今天相信,
I believe today.
明天还是相信,
I believe tomorrow.
今年相信,
I believe this year.
虽然在我们身上还看不见影子,
even though we cannot see the shadow of it now.
我明年还是相信,
but I still believe next year.
10年以后我还是相信,
10 years later, I still believe
that. 弟兄姊妹, 你能够这样吗?
Brothers and sisters, can we be this way?
我看见很多神的儿女们, 年轻的时候这样相信,
I see so many children of God, they believe this in their youth.
等到年纪大了,
but when they're older,
好像环境的冲击来了。
It seems like the impact of the surrounding.
自己的感觉心境不一样了。
And our feeling and our the way we feel is different.
换了。
And it's changed.
在社会上称这个叫做换人生跑道。
And so that we have a new look in life in the world,
track,
as they put it.
Change track.
And we change tracks.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天很多人在侍奉上, 我们也change track.
Many times in our service, we will change tracks as well.
我们没有忍耐。
We do not have patience.
弟兄姊妹们, 求主怜悯我,
brothers and sisters, may the Lord have mercy on us.
求主握住我们,
that the Lord will tightly grasp onto us.
我们何等需要主的怜悯,
how we need the mercy of the Lord.
主劝提以弗所的教会, 你们要回想,
and the Lord encourages the church of Ephesus that we must think back, consider
你是怎样遇见主的,
how we have met the Lord.
你不要忘记,
do not forget.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们常常被环境, 被我自己认为对好的事情, 就占据了。
Brothers and sisters, so many times we're occupied what we think is right by the surroundings.
我认识一位姊妹,
I know of this sister.
她是一个美食家,
and she loves to eat.
她做菜啊, 或到别人家吃饭,
she's a good cook or where she goes to eat.
她有一个习惯,
she has this habit.
她吃到好吃的东西, 一吃了, 她就封筷子了,
when she eats something that's very tasty, very good, she will stop eating.
问她为什么,
and I ask her why.
她免得忘记那个好味道,
and she says, oh, I won't eat another bite, so I will not forget that good taste in my mouth.
弟兄姊妹们, 你我有没有尝过主?
Brothers and sisters, have you and I tasted the Lord? I believe each one of us have tasted him. May the Lord let us never forget.
有一首诗歌说, 主啊, 领我到加略山,
and there is this hymn that says, lead us to Mount,
不要让我忘记你怎样为我死,
lead us to Calvary, lest I forget. Lead us to Calvary, lest I forget how you suffer for us.
弟兄姊妹唱,
when we sing this hymn,
我每次唱, 我心里就呼喊说, 主, 不要让我忘记,
each time I sing of this hymn, I pray to the Lord, Lord, let me not forget.
弟兄姊妹们, 这些事,
brothers and sisters, this is how we return to the normal condition. We need to overcome. Because this is not only in the surroundings that the enemy would want to deceive us, to tempt us, that we fear.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, even within us, sometimes hiddenly, we would resound to these things. One time I read of this experience of a servant of the Lord from the Western servant. He said, sometimes as we follow the Lord, in our hearts hiddenly, we say to the Lord, Lord, let me take a vacation for a year. I follow you for so long. Oh, perhaps let me have a week off.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do we think this way? I confess I do.
但是回头来跟主说,
But I turn back and I say to the Lord, Lord, do not approve this time off for me.
求你握住,
but hold tightly
紧紧地握住,
to me. That tightly hold on to me.
It's
not that I'm able to follow you to the end.
是你握住我,
but you have held on to me.
好, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we cannot go on in this way, otherwise tonight will not end.
我们知道在第二章到第三章里面呢，至少有八个点。
We know in chapters 2 and 3 there are at least 8 points.
我快快讲一下,
I'll quickly go through them.
我们要回想,
we must repent.
我们要,
we have to remember.
我们要悔改,
we have to repent.
我们要忠心,
we have to be faithful.
我们需要持守,
we have to hold fast.
我们需要遵行, 并且去守卫他,
we have to guard, we have to keep and guard.
然后我们需要警醒,
and we have to be alert, watchful.
我们需要
we have to humble ourselves.
我们需要肯付代价,
and we must be willing to pay a price.
真实的去用信心,
that we have to use our faith.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, that we would be delivered from this lack of spiritual reality. This evening, we want to share on the last topic. That is the calling of the Lord and the way of victory. In Revelation chapter 2 and 3, there are 7 times the Lord says to each church for those who overcome. In chapter 2, verse 7, verse 11,
17节,
verse 17,
26节,
verse 26,
3章5节,
chapter 3, verse 5,
12节,
verse 12,
21节,
verse 21.
我们看见主对每一个教会都呼召得胜的,
we see that the church calls for overcomers at each church.
我们知道我们需要胜过什么,
we know what we ought to overcome.
胜过那不正常的光景,
we have to overcome the condition which is not normal.
胜过仇敌的诡计和攻击,
we have to overcome the attacks and the evil devices of the enemy.
胜过我们自己里面的软弱,
we have to overcome our weakness and our self-contentment.
弟兄姊妹们,
then, brothers and sisters, tonight we must ask, how do we overcome? Let us turn to a few Bible passages.
启示录第五章,
Revelation chapter 5.
我们这样子, 好不好? 我们从 第一节读到第六节,
we read from verses 1 through 6.
我们一起读一下,
let us read together.
我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷, 里外都写着字, 用七印封严了。 我又看见一位大力的天使, 大声宣传说, 有谁配展开那书卷, 揭开那七印的, 在天上, 地上, 地底下, 没有人能展开能观看那书卷的, 因为没有配展开, 配观看那书卷, 我就大哭。 长老中有一位对我说, 不要哭, 看哪, 犹大支派中的狮子, 大卫的根, 他已得胜, 能以展开那书卷, 揭开那七印。 我又看见宝座与四活物, 并长老之中, 有羔羊站立, 像是被杀过, 有七角七眼, 就是神的七灵, 奉差遣往普天下去的。 我们再请读启示录第十四章,
let's also turn to Revelation chapter 14,
第一节到第五节,
verses 1 through 5.
我们一起读,
let us read together.
我又观看,
and I looked, and lo,
见羔羊,
a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him
144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads.
And I heard a voice from heaven,
as
the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, before the four beasts, and the elders. And no man could learn that song, but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth.
These
are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wheresoever he goeth. These are redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God.
归于神和羔羊, 在他们口中查不出谎言来, 他们是没有瑕疵的。 我们知道, 主向着教会, 为着教会该尽的那个使命, 向我们发出得胜的呼召。
We know for the church, for the mission which the church ought to fulfill, the Lord has his calling.
每一个得胜的人, 不是为着自己去得胜,
each one who overcomes does not overcome for himself.
是为着教会能够尽神所要所托付的那个使命。
But he overcomes for the purpose of fulfilling the commitment, the mission which God desires for the church.
我们要问呢, 像我们这样软弱,
we must ask then, someone weak as us,
像这样不堪,
how unworthy we are,
像这样三番四覆,
how changing we always are.
而且呢, 从来好像自己里面没有改变,
it seems like there's never an improvement for us.
我们怎么可能 尽这个得胜的职分,
how can we fulfill this ministry of overcoming?
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
啊, 我们看见有一位得胜者,
we see there is one overcomer.
他不是今天你我,
it is not you or me.
而是我们的主耶稣基督,
but he is our Lord Jesus Christ.
在启示录第五章的里面,
in Revelation chapter 5,
啊, 使徒约翰呢, 被带到天上的宝座,
the Apostle John is brought before the throne in heaven.
他看见坐宝座的父神手中拿着一个书卷,
he sees God the Father on the throne, and in his right hand
is a book. And
there is written outside and there inside.
并且有七个印把它封严了,
and it's sealed with seven seals.
有一位大力的天使,
and there is an angel,
大声在那里宣告,
a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice.
你可以想象那个声音呢, 是震动天地, 并且连地底下都震动,
and we know that voice shakes the heaven and earth, even beneath the earth.
在那里呼喊说, 有谁配?
And shouts, who is worthy?
有谁能?
Who is able?
能展开来观看那个书卷?
To open the book and look thereon.
结果呢, 在天上, 地上, 地底下,
as a result, neither in heaven, on earth, or beneath the earth, no one is found.
约翰呢, 他就大哭,
therefore, John wept.
我们猜想啊, 约翰一定明白那个书卷的意义,
and we imagine John must know the meaning of that book.
他知道那个书卷非常的重要,
he knows how important that book is.
他何等盼望神的旨意能够通行,
and he desires for the will of God to be done.
能够不仅显明出来, 并且被执行出来,
and not only is the will of God revealed, but to be lived out.
谁能够去执行呢?
And who is able to execute it?
结果没有人,
no one.
所以, 约翰因为爱神的旨意, 爱神,
but because John loved God, loved the will of God,
他就大哭起来,
he wept bitterly.
我们实在羡慕我们的弟兄约翰,
and we admire our brother John.
他年纪已经很大了,
he's very elderly now,
但他像一个孩子一样,
but he is like a child.
他真是回转向婴孩,
and he is going back to be like a babe.
他是那么的纯,
that how pure he is toward the matters of God.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们有时候信主久了一点,
brothers,
有了一点经历,
after we believe in the Lord for quite some time,
这个高深莫测,
and we become, we have experience that we become very profound, mysterious.
弟兄姊妹, 那不是属灵的,
brothers and sisters, that is not spiritual.
一个属灵的人呢, 他是非常单纯的,
now, because those who are spiritual are very pure.
不是简单啊,
now they're not simple minded, but they're very
爱主所爱的,
pure. And they love what the Lord loves, and they care for what the God cares for. And he hates what God hates.
不愿意去碰主所不要的,
and he does not touch what the Lord does not desire.
这个叫单纯,
and that is purity.
啊, 约翰就是这样,
and this is the way John is.
啊, 我们看见, 那个时候长老中有一位就对他说, 你不要哭,
and we know one of the elders said to him, do not weep.
看啊, 犹大支派中的狮子,
now look upon the life of the tribe of Judah,
大卫的根,
the root of David.
啊, 他配展开,
And he is worthy to open the scroll and to look thereon.
为什么配呢?
Why is he worthy?
因为他得胜了。
Because he has overcome.
这个真是叫约翰得安慰。
And this greatly comforted John.
弟兄姊妹们, 这也叫我们得安慰。
Brothers and sisters, this comforts
我们知道,
us.
整个地上的历史, 是握在今天,
we know the entire history of the world lies held in the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他看见在宝座中与四活物长老中呢，他看见了一位。
Therefore, he saw on the throne amidst the four beasts, living creatures and the elders.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你读的时候有没有很稀奇啊？
I don't know if you wonder when you read this.
这个长老介绍说是犹大支派中的狮子，那你应该看到一个狮子啊。
And now the elder introduces him as the lion of the tribe of Judah, we ought to see a lion.
而且是大卫的根啊,
and the root of David.
大卫是君王啊,
but we know David is the king.
君王所有的权柄能力的根源在这个这一位的里面。
And we know then the origin and the foundation of all the authority of David the king is in him.
所以他应该看见一个非常相貌堂堂的,非常这个威仪的一个人在那里。
Therefore, he ought to see someone very glorious, very majestic there.
就一看呢,
but when he looked,
他有个羔羊站立,
there was a lamb there.
有读原文的人告诉我们,
and those who study the original text,
这个羔羊啊, 还不是施洗约翰介绍主耶稣说看了神的羔羊那个羔羊。
This lamb is not the lamb that was introduced by John the Baptist. Behold, the Lamb of God.
那个看了神的羔羊啊, 那是一岁的羊羔, 那是逾越节的羊羔。
Now that behold the Lamb of God is a lamb that's 1 year old, is the lamb for the Passover.
但是这个羊羔啊,
but this lamb,
刚刚出生的小羊羔,
this lamb is just a newly born,
非常的小,
lamb, a very tiny,
在那里站立,
and standing there.
这就是那一位得胜者。
And that is that overcomer.
弟兄姊妹，你想这是不是搞错了？
Brothers and sisters, is there a mistake here?
他要得胜的那个对象, 是龙啊,
and now he wants to overcome. He has to overcome the dragon.
我们在启示录12章就看见那个龙啊, 要与羔羊的儿女征战。
In Revelation chapter 12, we can see that dragons do war with the children of the Lamb.
就是我们人的眼光看的,
now in our viewpoint, now the dragon is very great.
我们中国人喜欢说我们是龙的后裔。
Now for the Chinese, we say we're the descendants of the dragon.
信了主，我希望我们千万不要做龙的后裔。
But after we believe the Lord, let us not be the seed of the dragon, because the Lord has delivered us.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
人喜欢龙啊, 因为龙, 啊, 代表着势力。
Now we know man delights to be like a dragon because that represents power.
代表着得胜。
And there's a victory there.
但是呢, 这个羔羊胜过了。
But the lamb has overcome the dragon.
我们知道羔羊乃是我们主耶稣基督的一个表号。
And we know the lamb is a sign of our Lord Jesus Christ.
A symbol.
Is a symbol of our Lord Jesus Christ.
用羔羊来表征出那位得胜的主。
To use the lamb as a symbol of our overcoming Lord.
这说出他得胜的方法。 他得胜的道路,
it shows us the way how he overcomes and the path which he took.
他怎样得胜,
how he has overcome.
他就呼召我们来跟随他,
likewise, he calls us to follow him in order to enter into his victory.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们的主, 啊, 主耶稣呢, 他是用羔羊来做他的表号。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord uses the lamb as his symbol.
这个羔羊呢, 说出我们主耶稣基督的性格。
Now, this lamb speaks of the character of our Lord Jesus Christ.
读圣经的人告诉我们说,
those who study the Bible tell us,
在过去的勇士里面,
in eternity past,
他就是神的羔羊,
he is the Lamb of God.
就是在还没有创立世界以前,
even before the foundation of this world,
在神格里面的第二位, 子神,
in the persons of God, the second person of God,
他就是父神的羔羊,
that is the Son of God, that he is the Lamb of God.
那个说出他的性格,
that tells us of his character.
那么, 从父创立世界以来,
after God the Father created the world,
在他的里面呢, 这个羔羊就被杀了。
In him, this lamb was slain.
为什么呢? 他有一个甘心情愿的, 啊, 牺牲他的自己, 来成全父的旨意。
Why? That is because within him, there's a willingness to sacrifice himself to fulfill the will of God the Father.
所以在启示录13章第8节的里面讲到,
therefore, in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8,
从创立世界以来被杀的羔羊, 它有一个册子, 叫做生命册。
That is the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. He has this book, and that is the book of life.
这说出呢, 在父神一创立世界的时候, 羔羊就参与, 并且愿意去完成那个工作。
That tells us, even from the foundation of the world, the lamb is willing to fulfill that ministry to be slain.
当主耶稣 他来到世界中穿上人的身体。
Now, when the Lord Jesus put on the body of man when he was on earth,
他在地上生活像你我一样。
And he lived in this world just like you and me.
他从婴孩到成年。
He was born as a babe to an adult.
然后30岁受浸，他出来公开的侍奉。
And he was baptized when he was 30 and he served publicly.
他使徒约翰看见他就介绍说，看啊，神的羔羊。
John the Baptist saw him and introduced him as Behold the Lamb of God.
我们知道当他第二次这样介绍的时候。
We know when he's introduced this way the second time.
主耶稣只不过从那里走过而已。
The Lord Jesus only walked by.
他看见主的行走，他就看见了神的羔羊。
And when he saw the Lord walking, he saw the Lamb of God.
我们相信呢，这个施洗约翰他那一天得着一个启示。
Now we know, we believe that John the Baptist received a vision.
他看见这一位称作拿撒勒人的耶稣，他里面的行事为人。
Now he can see Jesus the Nazarene in the way he walked in his life.
所以他就看见主在那里走过的时候，他就宣告说，看啊，神的羔羊。
Therefore, when he saw the Lord Jesus walking by, he says, Behold, the Lamb of God.
他有两个门徒，一听见他们的老师这样说。
He had two disciples. They heard the master, their teacher saying when he proclaimed this.
那就是使徒约翰和安德烈。
And we know that is Andrew and John.
他们立刻跟约翰讲说呢，老师啊，我们转学了。
Immediately they tell the teacher John the Baptist we're switching schools.
从今以后我不跟随你了。
Now no, we're no longer following you.
他们就去跟随着行走的羔羊。
And they went to walk with the lamb.
主转过来问他们说，你们要什么？
And the Lord turned to them and asked, what do you want?
他们问说，夫子，你在哪里住？
And they said, Teacher, where do you make your abode?
他们要与主同住。
And they want to make their abode with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这讲到我们的主耶稣的行事为人。
This tells us about walk the conduct of our Lord.
行事为人是一个人性格的彰显的发表。
His life, his walk, his conduct manifests his character.
我们在马太福音里面看见主有一次讲到他自己。
We see one time in Matthew, the Lord speaks of himself.
他呼召门徒们到他的跟前。
He calls the disciples in his presence.
你们凡劳苦担重担的。
He says, all who are weary and heavy laden.
可以到我这里来。
You can come unto me.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
我们知道那一段圣经呢，是在主打发门徒们出去做工回来之后。
We know that scripture is after the Lord sent the disciples out to work and then they return.
我不晓得我们在侍奉中有没有说感觉劳苦担重担。
No, perhaps sometime in our service we feel very heavy laden.
在世界中呢，为法老做工了，那一定是劳苦担重担。
Now in the world when we work for Pharaoh, under Pharaoh, we will be very heavy laden.
我们侍奉主啊，若是跟主没有活的连结啊，也会变成了这个劳苦和重担。
Now when we serve the Lord, yet we have not a direct relationship union with Him, we also become very heavy laden.
呼召他们，你们到我这里。
So the Lord calls to them, come unto me.
我给你们安息。
And I will give you rest.
然后主说，我心里
And the Lord tells them, I'm meek and humble.
你们要学我的样子。
And you have to learn of me.
弟兄姊妹，这是羔羊的性格的一个描写。
Brothers and sisters, this is a description of the character of the Lamb.
那么我们看见了主耶稣最后他上了十字架。
Now we see lastly, our Lord went on the cross.
这是神的羔羊在祭坛上。
And that is the Lamb on the altar.
他为我们成全了救赎。
And he has completed redemption for us.
他献上他的自己。
And he gave up himself.
他除去旧造，带来新造。
He has put an end to the old creation and brought in the new creation.
我们刚才读的启示录第五章。
In Revelation chapter 5, we
read. 我们看见在宝座前有一个羔羊站立。
We see there's a lamb that stands before the throne.
那是复活的羔羊。
And that is the risen lamb.
被杀过的羔羊。
And that is the lamb that was slain.
站在神的宝座前。
That stands before the throne of God.
我们到了启示录第七章里面看见羔羊在宝座中牧养他的儿女。
We can see in Revelation chapter 7 that the lamb is in the midst of his throne shepherding his children.
到了启示录21章到22章，我们看见到了新天新地，羔羊还在那里。
We can see in Revelation 21, 22, a new heaven and new earth, the Lamb is still there.
那是进入永世里面的羔羊。
That is the Lamb in eternity.
所以从过去的永远到将来的永远。
So from eternity past to eternity future.
这其中我们人在地上出现短暂的时间。
In the midst of this, man appears on earth for a short period of time.
那一位得胜者是用羔羊做表号的。
And that overcomer is represented by the symbol of a lamb.
我们在讲这个表号说出主耶稣的性格。
And again, we say the symbol represents the character of the Lord.
借着这个性格， 他胜过了。
And it's through this character he has overcome.
我们盼望呢，今天晚上花一点时间，我们一同来思想我们的主。
Now, this evening we want to spend some time to consider our Lord.
我们的主啊，这个羔羊的表号也说出他十字架的救赎。
Now our Lord, this symbol also tells us of the redemption of the cross.
羔羊的脚中啊，就是十字架的道路。
Now the footsteps of the Lamb is the way of the cross.
他借着这个，他胜过了罪和罪的权势。
It is through this he has overcome the power of sin and death.
借着十字架，他胜过了死和掌死权的撒旦。
Oh, through the cross he has overcome the death and the evil one who holds the power of death.
他把一切被撒旦因着人的堕落哈背叛，说窃夺去的，他把它赎回来。
The Lord has redeemed all that Satan has usurped through the fall and rebellion of man.
不仅赎回来，
not only has he reclaimed that,
并且叫万有与神和好。
But he has reconciled all things to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore brothers and sisters,
在羔羊的身上，我们能找到得胜的秘诀。
Upon the Lamb, we're able to find the secret of victory.
这个秘诀跟我们一般人或者世界的思想是何等不一样。
Now the secret is completely different from our viewpoint of this world.
我们知道人得胜呢，都要靠着这个势力，要靠着才能。
Now we know man overcomes by power and by might.
所以美国有一个总统，他讲，我们出去谈判的时候，背后要藏着一个大棍子。
Now therefore, there's this president of the USS. When we go and make deals or negotiate, we have to have big stick behind us supporting us.
这个大棍子是什么？就是我们的军队，我们的飞弹，我们的枪炮。
And when he refers to this big stick supporting them behind them is their army, their power, their bombs and army.
那这个话是美国的 Ted Roosevelt 讲的话。
Now this is spoken by the president Teddy Roosevelt.
弟兄姊妹，这就是世界。
And that is the world.
但是我们的神，他怎样把整个这个失落背叛的宇宙赎回来呢？
Now how does God reclaim, reconcile this fallen universe that has rebelled?
他借着他的儿子。
It is through his son.
我们知道他的儿子有许多的表号。
Now we know there are many symbols for his son.
但是最重要的一个是讲到他是羔羊。
But the most important one speaks of him as the lamb.
这是得胜的秘诀。
And that is the secret of victory.
这个秘诀和我们人天然的思想何等的不一样。
Now this victory is completely from our natural mind and our thoughts.
我们实在要求主借着圣灵开我们的心眼。
We must ask the Lord through the Holy Spirit open the eyes of our hearts.
我们清楚地看见。
So that we'll see personally.
而且深刻的印象。
And we'll have a deep impression.
叫我们真实的爱慕跟随羔羊。
That we'll truly delight to follow the Lamb.
真实的认识十字架是神那唯一的方法。
That we will truly know the way of the cross is the only way for God.
他说这个羔羊呢，他就是有神的，他有七角和七眼。
Here it says the lamb has seven horns and seven eyes.
这个七角呢，他说呢，就是七角和七眼就是神的七灵。
And it says the seven horns and seven eyes are the seven spirits of God.
不是神有七个灵。
Now it's not that God has seven spirits.
启示录里面的七讲到神要在人中间，在世上的那个完全的工作是借着圣灵。
Now we realize the seven referred to in Revelation is a completion, is through this complete work of the Holy Spirit on earth, is through these seven spirits.
这告诉我们说我们的主耶稣啊，这位羔羊，被杀的羔羊。
Now this tells us our Lord, this lamb, the lamb that has been slain.
他不仅有属灵的认识和看
见。Not only does have spiritual understanding and vision.
Insight. 并且这个认识是丰满的。
And this insight is full, is rich.
今天早晨我们弟兄告诉我们的这个尼希米啊，他能试透仇敌的诡计。
This morning our brother told us Nehemiah was able to see through the evil devices of the enemy.
所以仇敌这样来他也知道，仇敌那样来他也知道。
So Nehemiah knows how the enemy will come this way or that way.
我们知道我们的主啊比尼希米要看得更清楚。
Now we know our Lord sees even more further and more clearly than Nehemiah. He has seven eyes.
他知道一切事情。
And he knows all things.
而且他是透视一切事情。
And he's able to see through, penetrate all things.
他不是看见外面的一些现象。
Not only to see the external phenomena.
因着这个看见。
But because of this insight.
他的判断是对的。
And his judgment are right.
他的判断是真的。
And his judgments are true.
在使徒保罗的经历里面。
In the Apostle Paul's experience.
他告诉我们说对我们得救的人来说。
He says as for us who are saved.
基督总为神的智慧。
That Christ is the wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天在世界上有智慧的人 他就有权势。
The brothers and sisters, those who have wisdom in this world, they have power.
我们知道这个智慧还不是知识。
And we know this wisdom is not understanding.
知识不过是 know what.
Now, knowledge is only to know what.
知道什么
？To know what.
我会讲一点而已。
That I can speak a little of it.
很多的 information 把它堆起来，这叫做知识。
There's a lot of information. We put it together, and that's knowledge.
但是智慧呢是 know how.
But wisdom is to know how.
那你要告诉别人为什么会这样，将来往哪里去
？They tell others why this happens and where is it going.
怎样解决问题
？And how do you solve the problem?
他的判断是对的。
And the judgment is right.
弟兄姊妹，你相信我们的主的判断是对的吗
？Brothers and sisters.Do you believe that our judgment of our Lord is right?
被杀的羔羊，它有七眼。
And the lamb that was slain has seven eyes.
所以使徒保罗讲，在我们蒙恩得救的人，我们依靠他。
So the Apostle Paul says,
基督是神的智慧。
That we trust in him because Christ is the wisdom of God.
他有七角。
And he has seven horns.
圣经上讲到角，总是讲到能力和力量。
When the scriptures talk about horns, it speaks about might, power.
我们讲到猪这个七个角哈，讲到他的能力是没有限量的。
Now the seven horns of the Lord speaks that His power is infinite.
所以使徒保罗讲到，在我们蒙恩得救的人，基督总是神的能力。
Therefore, Apostle Paul says that Christ is the power of God.
这个能力在希腊文呢，那个字英文就直接把它用过来，叫做dynamite.
And in the Greek, The text for power is dynamite, and so in the U.S., in the English, it's translated directly, dynamite.
在希腊文那个能力叫 dunamis, 变成英文就 dynamite.
In the Greek, power is the dunamis, and so they translate it as dynamite.
我们知道 dynamite 就是有炸力的。
And we know that dynamite is very explosive.
我们中国人呢，很早就发现了火药。
For the Chinese, we invented the gunpowder very early on.
可惜呢，没有设一个像诺贝尔奖一样。
But there was no Nobel Prize yet.
诺贝尔他发现了这个炸药。
And for Nobel, he discovered dynamite.
他赚了很多的钱，就设立了一个。现在大家都以得这个奖为荣了。
And he made a lot of money by that, and so they established the Nobel Prize.
你得了这个奖，表示你在人类中你是有能力的。
And you gain this prize, then that means you have power amongst men.
好多人呢，天天就是在那里想啊，盼望有一天能够得那个奖。
And many would strive diligently every day, hoping to get this Nobel Prize.
这个能力在羔羊那里。
Now this power is in the lamb.
我们需要认识他。
And we must know him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们。若是跟随他
Brothers and sisters, if we're to follow him,
我们要经历这个能力
we must experience this power.
他在我们里面能把我们这个旧人炸开
That within, he's able to explode, cause us to explode the old man within.
他不仅能炸开了
Now he's able to
而且他还能推动
explode and to push us forward.
这个 dynamite, 还有一个这个 dunamis 的字根呢到英文里面还有一个字叫做 dynamic.
Now there's this root of this word dynamite is also dynamic.
是很有活力的。
And it's very active, very energetic.
弟兄姊妹们，今天神的儿女们需要有活力。
Brothers and sisters, the children of God need to be dynamic today.
能力在哪里呢？
Where's the power?
在被杀的羔羊的里面。
The power is in the Lamb who is slain.
使徒保罗就告诉我们说，对我们蒙恩得救的人来说，基督总为神的能力。
For us who are saved, the Apostle Paul says that we are that Christ is the power of God.
他能够改变我们的性情。
And he is able to change our nature.
我们重建我们的人格。
And we're able to reestablish our nature, our character,
personality,
our personality.
并且能够塑造我们新的那个性格。
And he is able to mold that new character in us.
这是那位长老介绍。那一位得胜者。
And this is the introduction of the elder to that overcomer.
弟兄姊妹们，巴不得我们看见我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, may it be that we will see our Lord.
他的能力隐藏在他的软弱中。
That his power is hidden in his weakness, in his meekness.
这被杀的羔羊就说出钉十字架的基督。
Now this lamb that slain tells us of the crucified Christ.
所以我要用一点点时间和弟兄姊妹讲。主耶稣在肉身中，他一些羔羊的表现。
Therefore, I want to spend some time to share with brothers and sisters some of the expression of the Lamb in the flesh.
好叫我们学习来跟随他。
So that we would learn of him to follow him.
我们跟随他走十字架的道路。
That we would follow him on the way of the cross.
好叫我们呢真实成为他的同伴。
So that we would truly be his fellow companion.
我们知道这个羔羊啊，在原文里面是一个小羊羔。
Now we know this lamb in the original text is a small lamb.
所以羔羊啊，它的表现，它 它的特性, 第一个就是微小,
and therefore the first characteristic of a lamb is small, its size is small.
弟兄姊妹, 如果主要求我们得胜啊, 要我们做一个伟大的人啊, 你想你有没有希望啊?
Now, brothers and sisters, if we want to be someone great and we want to overcome, do you think we have hope?
我自己承认的, 我第一个就是说我没希望, 是吧? 你找别人去。
I confess, I say, Lord, I'm not, I have no hope, go find someone else.
但是主把一个很微小的给我们的, 那我们还有一点希望,
but the Lord gives
是不是啊?
Us this very small, tiny portion, so we still have a possibility, right?
可能你我的小还没有这个小了。
But perhaps our size of small is not even small as the Lord is referring to, the Son of God.
他的得胜的秘诀在他微小。
The secret of his victory is that he has become small.
他是一个小羊羔。
And he is a small lamb.
我们知道一个东西小哈。
And we know for something that's tiny, then the enemy cannot see the object.
你知道,若是今天呢,我们说,你丢一个球啊,能够打到这个墙,那你一定丢的,打得到,
now, if I say throw a ball into the wall, of course you'll hit the wall for sure.
因为这个墙很大,
because the target is so big here.
你只要对准它,随便一丢,你就丢到墙上。
And just aim at the big target and just throw it and you'll hit it.
但如果在墙上打一个点,说呢,你丢到那个点上面去,
but if I have a point on the wall, I say throw the ball onto that point.
那就不容易了。
Then it's not easy.
弟兄姊妹,我们的主来到地上, 他就是非常的微小。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord came to this world and he's very small.
他里面有一个,
and because he has this mind to humble himself.
他有一个谦卑的意念,
he has a mind of humility.
这是在腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节里面给我们。
That is shown to us in Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 through 8.
弟兄姊妹, 很多时候我们呢, 心意没有更新啊。 我们盼望侍奉主越大越好。
Brothers and sisters, before the renewing of our mind, we think service to the Lord, the bigger the better.
越快越好。
And the faster the better.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们需要主。
Brothers and sisters, we need the Lord to have mercy on us, that we would become small.
弟兄姊妹,一个微小的人呢,不太显眼。
Brothers and sisters, one who is small is not very visible.
我们知道在19世纪,在欧洲有一些爱主的弟兄姊。
We know in the 19th century, there are many brethren who love the Lord that are in Europe.
因着他们好好读圣经呢,所以很多人都知道他们。 从主话语领受,知道这个名字。
Because they read the Bible well and they receive from the Lord and they are given a good name.
但是真的在肉身中碰见的时候呢, 觉得他没什么嘛。
And then when we see them face to face, we say, oh, what's the big deal about them?
甚至有人在路上碰到, 觉得这个老人呢, 很可怜, 还给他一点钱呢,
and when we,
施舍给他。
Perhaps when they see them on the street and see how pitiful, how sad they look in their condition, perhaps would give them some money like a beggar, this generation.
那些神的儿女们, 他们真是有一个微小的。
That those brethren, they do have this mindset of being very humble, very small.
今天我们稍微大一点了,我们就觉得,我们是不是要弄一个什么东西让别人知道呢?
Today, when we become bigger, we feel, oh, we might make our name known, do something so others would know us.
弟兄姊妹,一个微小的人呢,也受保护。
Brothers and sisters, something that is small is also well protected.
好,我们不要感觉呢,我恩赐够了。
Now, let's not feel, oh, I have enough gift.
好,我现在经历也够了。
And now I have enough experiences.
我能够做一些事情。
Now I'm able to do something.
所以我的看法也很准确了。
And so my way of how I see things is very accurate.
弟兄姊妹们, 有的时候我们在教会的服事里面,
brothers and sisters, sometime in our service,
为一点小事, 从早上开会开到晚上,
just for a very small thing, we have a meeting from morning to night.
晚上吃完晚饭, 回家继续谈, 谈到半夜,
and even after dinner, we go home and we're still on the phone and till midnight, and still the problem
is
not solved. Why?
因为我们的意见太大了。
Because we have too many of our own ideas and
弟兄姊妹们,
thoughts, brothers and sisters.
我们不像我们的主。
We are unlike our Lord.
主,他得胜的秘诀, 他像羔羊。
The secret of our Lord's victory is he is like a lamb.
第二个, 我们知道, 羔羊,
the second point,
他是软弱的。
The lamb is gentle, he is weak.
他是非常软弱的。
He is very weak.
我女儿家里啊, 她的 roommate 养了一只大狗。
Now, my daughter has a big dog.
Yeah, 不是她, 她的 roommate.
Her roommate has a big dog.
她有一天告诉我们, 他们一起去, 另外一个人家,
she told me that one day they went to someone's house.
就另外那一家养一只狗很小,
and the house they visited have a very small dog.
这个大狗在家, 它的玩具就是一个 stuffed animal, 也是一个小狗。
And this big dog's house, the toy for the big dog is a small dog, a stuffed animal.
他看见一个真的小狗, 他以为是 stuffed animal, 上去就咬了一口, 就把它摔走了。
And so the big dog saw the small dog and thought it was the stuffed animal toy and went to bed and then threw it out.
这说出什么呢?
What does that tell us?
这个小的是很软弱。
Now, it tells us the size, the small is very weak.
所以在哥林多后书13章第4节,
And so in Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14,
他说我们的主因为他软弱, 所以他就死在十字架上。
Our Lord said, it said that because he was weak, he died on the cross.
我每次读到那里, 我就很受感动。
And each time I read there, I'm greatly moved.
我们的主是天地的主。
Our Lord is the Lord of heaven and earth.
能力在他的里面。
Power is in him.
但是在他那些卖他定他死罪的人的手中, 他那样的软弱。
But he has made himself weak for those who betrayed him and crucified him.
那要多大的能力才能这样软弱呢?
Now, how powerful must you be to make yourself weak to that point?
这跟你我的软弱不一样。
This is different from your weakness and my weakness.
我们常常讲我们软弱其实就是我最刚强的时候。
Now, many times when we are weak, we are strong.
主要我这样,我软弱得不得了,做不到。
The Lord wants us to do this, but I'm so weak, I cannot do it.
那是什么呢?那是我最刚强,是不是?
That is when I'm most strong, correct?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, that is not the weakness of the Lord. So Paul tells the brethren that within you there is this great might, this great power. That within us there is this great might, great power. But to the circumstances externally, he made himself weak.
Why?
Because he was obedient to the will of God the Father.
这样的软弱告诉我们说，他里面对父呢有一个完全的信任。
Such weakness tells us he has a complete confidence in God the Father.
他有一个完全的依靠。
He has a complete trust in God.
主有时候会把我们带进这样的经历。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes God will bring us into this experience.
像使徒保罗说，我们认定自己。
And Paul says that we consider ourselves dead.
好叫主复活的大能。
So that the might of his resurrection can deliver us.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, do we feel like we have the death sentence upon us?
毫无希望,
that we are hopeless.
我们根本不可能再用力气了,
that no longer do I have any more strength.
当我们这样不用力气的时候,
and we do not use our own energy, we feel there's this great might that supports us.
这是那得胜的秘诀,
and that is the secret of victory.
我们的主他上十架的时候, 他
And when our Lord put himself on the cross, he put his complete trust in God the Father. And he was completely trusting in God. The third point. In Romans chapter 15, verse 5.
讲到我们的主耶稣基督啊,
verse 3 there, it says our Lord Jesus Christ.
他不求自己的喜悦,
that he did not please himself.
他说呢, 辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
The reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me.
羔羊他的表现,
the manifestation of the Lamb is manifest that he does not please himself.
这说是什么呢?
What does this tell us?
他完全接受父神的安排。
He completely received the arrangement of God the Father.
他不仅呢, 放下自己的喜悦, 叫人得着喜悦。
Not only does he put down his own pleasure to please man,
并且他放下自己的喜悦, 接受父一切的安排。
But he has put down his own pleasure to receive all the arrangement of God the Father.
这是我们的主羔羊的脚中。
And that is the footsteps of our Lord the Lamb.
辱骂你人的辱骂都落在他的身上。
Therefore the reproaches of them on you fell upon me.
弟兄姊妹, 我们为主做见证。
Brothers and sisters, when we bear testimony for our Lord, we will be misunderstood.
我想呢,误会算是轻的,
I think even if we're misunderstood, that is very light.
被人抵挡,
we are opposed.
被人攻击,
and we're attacked.
被人辱骂,
and we are reproached.
我们会很痛苦,
we are very sorrowful.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们想到我们的主为我们担一切,
we must consider our Lord has bore all for us.
有好几次, 我遇见这样的遭遇,
and many times I have experienced this.
真是过不去,
and I cannot get over it.
我跟主说,主啊,
and I say to the Lord,
想一点理由吧,
Lord, give me some reason.
主没有许可,
and the Lord did not allow.
主怎么安慰呢?
How does the Lord comfort me?
他说,
he says, they're not scolding you.
他们是骂我,
They're scolding me.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
我们要学习跟随羔羊。
We need to follow, learn to follow the Lamb.
不仅如此,
Not only this.
我们的主他是照着神的喜悦, 照着神的旨意行。
That our Lord walks according to the pleasure of God the Father. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 through 7. And there it says that gifts and sacrifices you're not after.
看啊,
but behold, you have prepared a body for me. And I have come to do thy will. Each step of the way on earth, our Lord came to do the will of God the Father. And this is the way of the cross. And this is the footsteps of the Lamb. We know our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. He took three disciples with him to pray in the garden. Indeed, he wants to complete salvation.
但是他心里面也实在感觉呢, 在十字架上为人担罪, 要被父神掩面不看, 那个痛苦。
But indeed, he felt the sorrow of bearing our iniquities on the cross and the sorrow of the forsaken by God the Father to hide his face from him.
就着做人来讲, 他实在是有一个征战。
Therefore, as man, he does have this struggle.
他跟父神说,
and he says to God the Father,
我说, 啊, 若是能行,
Father, if it's possible,
求你将这个杯挪开,
that you would take this cup from me.
但他这样一祷告完了, 立刻说,
but after he prayed, immediately,
只是不要照我的意思,
but not my will,
要照你的意思,
but as thy will.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the Lamb.
这是羔羊他的脚踪,
this is the footsteps of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹们, 有多少时候我们在生活中, 我们也遇见, 还不是很大的事情,
How many times in our daily living we encounter circumstances, though not big, that we would make such a quick prayer,
然后到主面前认罪,
and then we have to confess before the Lord,
我还没有问你的旨意,
Lord, I did not ask for your will,
做我的意思做,
and I did my own thing according to my own will.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, upon this point, we must see our Lord.
从克西玛尼园, 他就被带到, 大祭司后来被带到比拉多的面前。
From the Garden of Gethsemane, he was brought before the high priest and then before Pilate.
所以在提摩太前书第六章里面,
Therefore, in 1 Timothy chapter 6,
当保罗在那里把教会见证的使命托给提摩太的时候,
When Paul was committing the mission of the church to Timothy,
保罗在那里向提摩太说,
And there Paul says to Timothy,
他说我在叫万物生活的神面前,
that before God,
并在向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你,
and that I would entrust you before God the Father, and before that I was faithful before Pilate, Pontius Pilate.
我们的主他是一个做过美好见证的,
now our Lord, he was one who had this a good confession.
所以在启示录第一章里面讲到主耶稣的时候说他是忠心的见证,
therefore in Revelation 1 it introduces our Lord as that true and faithful witness.
我们知道主在比拉多面前受审的时候,
and we know when our Lord was before the judgment hall of Pilate,
人用各样的这个诬告来控告他,
and men falsely accused him.
那么比拉多, 盼望了他为自己申辩一下,
and Pilate wanted the Lord Jesus to defend himself.
结果主一句话都不说,
but the Lord was silent.
一句话都不说,
he did not say one word.
比拉多非常的稀奇,
and Pilate was amazed.
难道你不为你自己辩护吗?
That would you not defend yourself?
主一句话都不说,
our Lord did not say one word.
但是当他问到他说, 他们说你是犹太人的王,
When they asked, when he asked the Lord, they say, you're the king of the Jews.
我们的主就说话了,
our Lord spoke.
我们的主在那个见证里面把他里面的生命彰显出来,
in that testimony, our Lord manifested his life.
弟兄姊妹, 多少时候我们有理啊,
Our brothers and sisters, sometimes when we reason is on our side, we have a loud voice. And when we're accused, even somewhat, we want the whole world to know. And there's this our little child. And in the children in the ministry. And so they have some band-aid on themselves when they go into the children ministry. And they said, I have so many owies.
弟兄姊妹,
and that's our personal nature.
But
when we have some hurt, we want the whole world's sympathy on us.
但是我们的主,
but our Lord, He is the Lamb of God.
他在那样的情况的底下, 他默默无声,
that in that circumstances, he was silent.
他那样的安息,
and he was at rest, calm.
那样的安宁静,
and he was calm.
这个是他得胜的秘诀,
and that is the secret of his victory.
我好多时候在教会侍奉里面,
and many times when we serve in the church,
真是很想说,
I really want to speak.
有时候也说了,
and sometimes I do speak.
弄出难处来,
and then I create a problem.
去跟年长弟兄们交通交通,
and I go share with the older brothers. And they're silent.
慢慢自己懂一点,
and then gradually I come to realize.
我们学我们要跟随羔羊,
we need to follow the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
我们的主用生命做美好的见证,
our Lord uses life to bear that good testimony.
然后他为我们被挂在十字架上,
and for our sake he was hung on the cross.
在彼得前书第二章里面讲,
in 1 Peter chapter 2, there it says,
我们的主耶稣, 他被, 他没有犯罪,
that our Lord Jesus was without sin,
他口里也没有诡诈,
and there was no guile found in him.
他被钉在十字架上的时候, 他被骂不还口,
and when he was crucified, he kept silent.
受害不说威吓的话,
and when he was harmed, that he kept silent.
他只将自己交托那按公义审判的神,
but he only committed himself to the righteous judge, God. And that is the cross. That is the footsteps of the Lamb.
他是为行善而受苦,
that he suffered for doing good.
他为着义受苦,
that he suffered for righteousness.
为着代替人的罪而受苦,
and lastly, for the sake of bearing our sins, he was crucified.
他在那里为我们死,
and there he died for us.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天若是我们要跟随主,
brothers and sisters, if we're to follow the Lord today, sometimes the Lord allows for us to experience some of that.
最后一个点,
and the last point,
我们看见, 当主复活了以后,
we see after our Lord was risen,
将来他回来, 迎娶了教会以后,
and when he comes back to receive the church,
他得了国,
and when he gains his kingdom,
在哥林多前书15章,
and in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
24节里面,
verse 24,
他说呢, 基督要将那个国呢, 他把它交付给神,
there it says that Christ will present this church, this kingdom to God.
他不把它占为己有,
and he does not keep for himself.
并且呢, 他父神呢, 叫万有都归服他呢,
and
他自己就服在父神的底下,
and when God the Father will submit, have all things put under his feet, but yet himself submits under God the Father.
我们知道这是羔羊的表现,
and we know that is the expression of the Lamb.
这是十字架的实行,
and that is the execution of the way of the
cross. 他的表现就是他 give up,
and there he gave up.
他把它归给神,
and he gave it up to God.
弟兄姊妹,很多时候我们 give up, 我们就什么都不管了,
and brothers and sisters, when we give up, we don't want
to care anymore,
and I have nothing to do with you anymore.
不是的,
brothers and sisters, no.
我们在生活中, 我们放下一些事情,
in our daily living, when we give up something, we give it up
让神来管,
to God, and God is responsible.
并且呢, 我要降服在神的底下,
and we must submit under God.
弟兄姊妹, 在勇士里面, 我们看见我们的主还是那个羔羊,
brothers and sisters, even in eternity, we see our Lord is still that Lamb.
主就这样子让我们看见他, 他呼召我们起来跟随他,
and the Lord shows himself this way to us and calls us to rise up and follow after him.
所以在 启示录14章第1节到第5节,
therefore in Revelation 14 verses 1 through
5, 在那里我们看见了, 有一班人跟随羔羊,
there we see a group of people following the Lamb.
他们在肉身中紧紧地跟随羔羊,
and that they would follow closely to the Lamb.
等到他们有一天呢, 见了羔羊的面,
that one day when they shall see the face of the Lamb,
他们知道他们
And they know they have overcome.
不是因为他们自己得胜,
not because they themselves have overcome.
乃是他们所跟随的那位羔羊, 在他们里面得胜,
but it is because the lamb whom they have followed have overcome, and this lamb is in them.
他们得着了一些的经历,
and they have some experiences that have brought forth and manifested in this way.
啊, 在这里我们看见了,
here we can see they are fellow companions of the Lamb.
啊, 他们是随着羔羊的一般人,
and they are a group who have followed the Lamb.
啊, 在他们的额上呢, 写着神的名和羔羊的名,
and there written on their forehead is the name of God and of the Lamb.
他们是属神的,
that they belong to God.
他们是属于羔羊的,
and they belong to the Lamb.
啊, 为什么呢?
Why?
因为羔羊的性情、性格在他们的里面,
that's because the nature, the character of the Lamb is in them and has become their nature and their character. And they're able to sing a song.
啊, 在那里啊, 约翰呢, 听见了, 又是重水的声音, 又是大雷的声音,
and there John hear the voices of many waters of great thunder.
我们昨天讲到人子的声音就是这样的,
and yesterday we shared the voice of the Son of Man is like this, it's majestic.
那么底下呢, 他又听见有 这个竖琴的声音, and there, 唱歌的声音,
he also hear the song and those playing the harp.
啊, 在原文里面讲到那个琴呢是竖琴,
and there it's in the original text it says it's a harp.
啊, 有弟兄们告诉我们说, 这个竖琴你 play 的时候啊, 它是最贴近你的心的,
and now a brother tells us when you play the harp it's most close to your heart.
啊, 他们是从心里面唱出一首歌来,
because they sing the song from their heart.
这首歌别人不能学,
and no others can learn the song.
我们知道在那里他们唱的时候, 那个大重水和大雷的声音呢, 是羔羊和他们一起唱,
and we know the voices of many waters of great thunder, when they're singing that song the lamb sings with them.
因着他们在肉身中跟随羔羊,
that's because in the body and the flesh they follow the lamb.
他们和羔羊之间有许多的秘密,
and they have many secrets between them and the lamb.
有许多的经历,
and many experiences.
有许多的眼泪,
and many tears.
有许多的遭遇,
and many experiences.
别人不知道的,
others do not know.
羔羊知道,
but the lamb knows.
他们能够唱给羔羊,
and they can sing to the lamb.
他们一唱的时候, 羔羊,
and when they sing, the lamb sings with them.
弟兄姊妹,
and brothers and sisters, do you admire this?
我们讲历史, 英文叫做 history.
And in English, history is his story.
我们的历史应该是他的故事.
Now, our history ought to be his story.
他的故事.
His story.
不是你的故事.
Not your story.
也不是我的故事.
And not my story.
是他的故事.
But his story.
他在你的里面.
He's in you.
他在我的里面.
He's in me.
变成了我们的歌,
and it becomes our song.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是我们的交通,
brothers and sisters, this is our fellowship.
我们有没有这样的交通?
Do we have such fellowship?
我听过有弟兄们讲到西方的主的仆人们, 他们遇到一起,
I hear some brothers tell of this testimony when Western servants encountered this.
他们在聚会中呢, 休息的时候, 在一起见面, 就起来交通, 他们认识的基督。
And when they have a time to rest, and they would get up and share with one another,
吃饭,
to share the Christ that they know.
吃饭时间他们也忘记了,
and they even forget about meal time.
天黑了他们也忘记了,
even when it's dark,
最后弟兄们来找他说, 你是讲员啊, 上讲台了,
and someone would seek them out. Oh, you're the speaker. Go and speak.
哎呀, 他们觉得交通的时间太短了,
because they say this time of fellowship is too short.
他们说是永世还有时间的, 让我们再约了400年再一次交通。
And if there is still a time in eternity, we will have a meeting and we'll share for many hundreds of years.
这些经历可能在家里面得着,
perhaps we'll have these experiences at home.
在工作场合得着,
and we gain these experiences at work.
在管教孩子事上得着,
or in our discipline of our children.
服侍父母亲得着,
or when we serve our parents.
跟同事相处得着,
or when we serve with our coworkers.
跟陌生人见面得着,
or when we see strangers.
在教会侍奉里面,
when we serve in the
在主的国度里面,
in the kingdom of the Lord.
我们得着,
we gain these experiences.
我们的旧约里面有一个人被称作以色列家的美歌者,
and in the Old Testament, there is this who is called the singer in the house of Israel.
The beautiful singer.
The beautiful singer.
Of
the beautiful singer of Israel.
我们都知道那就是大卫,
and we know that is David.
他为着服侍神的旨意,
for the sake of serving the will of
God
the Father,
见证,
for the testimony of the Lord,
他得着了许多的经历,
and he have gained many experiences.
啊, 我们知道他唱的歌不是唱他的伤痛,
and we know when he sings those praises, 他, it is not
唱,
his songs,
唱神的大慈爱,
but he is singing of the great love of God,
唱神的怜悯,
he is singing of the great mercy of God,
唱神的信实,
he is singing of the great faithfulness
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
of God. Dear brothers and sisters,
你我能够走到今天,
can you and I are where we are today,
是他,
it is because of him.
不是我,
not you, not me.
也不是你,
and not you.
我们能够 唱这样的歌。
And we're able to sing such a song.
这是一般跟随羔羊的。
This is the group that follows the lamb.
啊，他们是同声。
And they sing with one voice.
这是不，他们是 virgin.
And they're virgins.
他们啊，来跟随羔羊。
And they follow the lamb.
这是指着教会的性质。
This speaks of the nature of the church.
教会应该是基督的心腹。
Now the church ought to be the bride of Christ.
是童真的。
That we are chaste virgin.
我们看见教会里面有一些的世界的污染，我们要感觉很痛苦。
When we see some corruption of the world in the church, we are sorrowful.
我们不应该去批评，但是我们要到主面前祷告。
We ought not to criticize, but we ought to pray before the Lord.
他们的在侍奉上面，在敬拜的事情上面，紧紧的跟随羔羊。
In service and worship, we have to follow closely to the Lamb.
所以世界在他们的侍奉中毫无地位。
Therefore, there is no position for the church, for the world in the church for them.
在那里说他们口中查不出谎言。
And there it says there's no guile found in their lips.
不是说他们已经完全了。
It's not that now they're perfect.
他们是真实的。
They are true.
他们向着自己向着主是真实的。
They are faithful and true to themselves, to the Lord.
所以能够真实是因为羔羊的血。
They're able to be true and faithful because of the blood of the Lamb.
洗净他们一切的污秽。
That has cleansed them of all their sin and
一切的过犯。
And all their transgressions.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在要感谢我们的主。他为我们流血。
Brothers and sisters, indeed we have to praise and thank our Lord He has shed His blood for us.
而且他们是没有瑕疵，无可指责的。
And they are blameless, they are without fault before God.
这样的一般人就是神在基督里要得着的教会。
And this is the group of people that God is to gain in the church.
弟兄姊妹们，你我不可能。
Brothers and sisters, it's impossible for you or me.
唯有跟随我们的主。
Only if we follow our Lord.
弟兄们胜过那恶者。是因为羔羊的血。
The brethren overcome the wicked one because of the blood of the Lamb.
是因为他们所见证的话语。
And the testimony of their word.
就是至于死，他们也不爱惜自己的性
命。That they were faithful even unto death.
我们知道今天我们还不需要去舍命。
And we know even today we don't have to give our life.
当他们这样跟随的时候。
But when they follow in this way.
羔羊生命里面的特性。就成为他们的特性。
The unique character in the life of the Lamb becomes their character.
弟兄姊妹，这样的一般得胜者。
Brothers and sisters, this group of overcomers.
他们是迎接羔羊回来的。
They are the ones who will receive, welcome the return of the Lamb.
我再说，他们不是为了自己。
I say again, they are not for themselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道在教会历史中有一段时期呢，称作这个修道院的时期。
Brothers and sisters, in church history, there is this period that is called
或者黑暗时期
or the Dark Ages.
就是在外面的教会已经整个失落了。
Now that is in the church history, externally it has all fallen.
有一些爱神的神的儿女们呢，他们只好离开当时的环境，到没有人烟的地方去追求个人的圣洁。
The children of God who dearly love the Lord because of the situation had to leave to an unknown place just to seek individual holiness before the Lord.
我们说，若是我们处在那个环境，可能我们也是这样。
If we're in those shoes in that circumstance, we
might be the same. 我们可能还达不到他们的光景。
And perhaps we may not be in the same condition as they.
但是那个不是这里讲的那种得胜。
But here, their experience is not the overcoming experience here mentioned here.
真正的得胜是为着神。在基督里对教会的那个心意，我们去胜过。
True victory to overcome is to be in that normal condition which God desires for the church that we would overcome and be in that condition.
经历可能是个人。
Experiences may be individual.
但是那果效是整体的。
But the result is for the corporate.
他们是出熟的果子。
And they are the first fruit.
是从人间买回来。
And they are redeemed from us.
我们知道一棵树上那个出熟的是被太阳晒得最多的。
We know the first fruits, those who are first ripe on the tree, has the most sunshine.
被太阳烤晒得最快的，它就出熟了。
And because they have received so much sunlight, they become the first fruit that ripe.
那是上好的果子。
And that is the best fruit.
这些果子摘下来，告诉我们说，今年的收成就是这样。
And when we pick those first fruits, this tells us this is this year's harvest and how it will be.
主向教会就是呼召，他盼望得着他的同。
And this is what the Lord is calling for in His church to get His fellow companions.
但愿主也向我们发出同。
And may the Lord give us the same calling.
我们愿不愿意跟随羔羊？
Are we willing to follow the Lamb?
我们愿不愿意照着他的脚踪来行？
Are we willing to walk according to His footsteps?
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，愿我们都有能听的耳。
Lord, may you give us an ear to listen.
听见你向我们发出的呼召。
That we will hear thy calling for us.
我们承认自己不配。
And we confess we're unworthy.
承认自己不能。
And we confess we're unable.
主啊，但是我们愿意响应你的呼召。
But Lord, we're willing to answer your call.
我们愿意跟随羔羊。
And we're willing to follow the Lamb.
愿你向我们施怜悯。
And may you have mercy upon us.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.